Welcome everybody to Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. It's just a blessing, as I always say, to be able to do these shows and to bring special guests to you that share life-changing and life-saving information. This show is no different. As I always say, if you know that you've been tuning in for a while, you know that once a month we have the benefit, the pleasure, and the honor of sitting at the feet of a healer. I mean, a real bona fide healer, somebody who has actually healed somebody. I mean, you know, and I say that kind of tongue in cheek because there are a lot of people that have gotten onto the holistic health path in recent years, and that's a good thing, you know, and many people have actually gone and studied. That's a good thing. People have gone and, you know, taken classes, and as a result of that have gotten, you know, designations, and that's a good thing. But then there are those who have actually healed somebody. I mean, really, really healed somebody. I mean, they went to them with one condition, and when they got finished with them, they didn't have the condition anymore. And a special guest today is very unique in that he did this many, many years ago. I mean, decades ago. I mean, like 37, 38 years ago. I mean, before holistic health became popular, even in, you know, it's become popular recently in our community, in the African American community. But I mean, Brother Coy Dunson, my special guest today, was curing cancer back before it was even popular, I'd say, in any community, you know. So he's been doing this a long time, before many of the listeners that are hearing this show were even born. So anybody that's been doing something that long and been doing it successfully, you need to listen to him. So it is without further ado that I bring back, to those of you who know him, welcome back, Brother Coy. For those who don't, introducing King Coy Dunston. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He actually cured his mother of cancer in both breast, the liver, and the colon. Now, I know those of you who have been listening for a while, you've heard the testimony and you know it, but we're constantly getting new listeners. The listenership is just growing. People are just following the show. And by the way, you can follow this show. When you hear it, if you like it and you'd like to be notified when there are more shows going to be coming up, when, the time, the date, and so forth, you can actually follow the show. And then that way you will be notified when we have new shows, okay? So without further ado, let me get to my special guest for today. We're going to be talking about Paget's disease of the breast. What is Paget's disease of the breast? Well, my special guest, King Coy Dunston, again, cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. So I think he's going to be the perfect person to talk about this. Brother Coy, welcome back to Juwanza for Life. Great to have you back, sir, as always.
Well, good evening to you and the listening audience and your family, and hope all is well with you and your family, and everything is going well, and you're getting ready for the Christmas season.
Yep.
It's a time of year of giving and thanking and all that. So I wish you all the best that
Thank
I can.
You, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, good to be back with you again, and we're going to talk about Paget's disease tonight.
Yes, sir. I'm very honored to have you back as a guest, Brother Coy. You know, I believe in letting people know, you know, they say give people their flowers while they're here, give them their props while they're here. You know, again, I can't praise this brother, everybody, enough. I can't praise him too much because he's been doing this for a long time. He's been doing this for decades, and he's hung in there with us. Because when I say us, you know what I'm talking about. He's hung in there with us because we can be very, very stubborn. We can be stiff-necked, hard-headed, rebellious, especially when it comes to somebody telling us that we need to change. Change is not a very easy thing for some people, and especially when it comes to dietary things. You know, we like what we like. And if somebody's telling you that you need to let go of something, oftentimes, even if it will save your life, we find it hard to let it go, you know. So I just want to thank you again, Brother Coy, for all of the years of your steadfastness, your patience with us, you know, the love that you have shown us. I mean, because it has to take love to do what you do and to hang in there with us for 30-some years with us. But
yeah,
you've getting the rewards along the way, because I know that when you see people actually recover from conditions that the doctor said was fatal, that just reinforces why you do what you do. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's been quite rewarding in some respects. In some respects, it's been kind of demanding. And in other respects,
mm-hmm.
it's been, a life's mission. It's just a life's work. Anything you decide to take on, you're gonna have some upsides. You're gonna have some downsides. But all in all, at the end of the day, if you can catch one or two people and do something for them, it'll be all worthwhile.
Wow, you know, that's amazing. Because a lot of times people get into stuff and then they get out of it. You know, you hear somebody today, they're into holistic health, and then next thing you know, they're into something else. The next thing you know, they're into something else. I mean, but, you know, for your consistency, you know, matter of fact, if I could come up with an award, the Coy Dunstan Award, you know, the award for consistency, you know, awarded to people that, you know, have stuck with the path. And, you know, I know that, like you mentioned, if you can get one or two people, you know, it's worth it. And so I just want to say to those listeners out there to share this information, because we're still trying to get more one or two peoples. You know, there's one person out there, there's another person out there that needs to hear this message. And just think about it. Those who are on the holistic health path that are listening to this show right now, somebody shared this information with you. Okay, somebody shared it with you, whether it's this show that you're listening to right now, somebody told you about it, whether it's about holistic health in general, and now you're a vegan or a vegetarian because somebody turned you on to this holistic lifestyle path, okay? So because they shared it with you, you are where you are. So I encourage you to please share this show with somebody else, because just like when somebody shared it with you, it changed your life, just you sharing it with somebody else can change their life as well. So I encourage you to do that. But now, to the show. All right. Before we get into the Paget's disease, Brother Coy, can we let the new listeners know why they're listening to you? You have a testimony. You actually cured your mother of cancer in both of her breasts, her liver, and her colon, and she was the very first person that you worked with. That's awesome. Can you share with our new listeners how that came about? Changed your whole life.
Yeah, we have to go back to 1980, and I was just getting out of law school, and I was just taking a break, and I went home, and I got there, and my mother had just come home from the doctor, and she said that the doctor told her to go to Duke University Hospital as soon as she could, because whatever she had, he didn't know what to do with it. So the next morning, my father and I got up, took her to Duke University. She was complaining about itching and the skin breaking, all of the things that you get when you have early diagnosis of diseases or cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there at Duke University the next morning, about 9 o'clock. We sit there probably that whole day till about 4 o'clock that afternoon. And the doctor came out and said, well, we're going to keep her. We think they didn't know exactly what it was, but we were running some tests, and we wanted to keep her, and so they kept her. So mm-hmm. Dad and I went home and went back up there the next day, and they told us that they had discovered that she had cancer of the breast, the liver, and the colon. And they didn't kept her there and tried to treat her with radiation, I guess, did a little radiation or whatever they could do with her at the time. At that time, it wasn't a lot of options you had. And she stayed mm-hmm. there for about 3 weeks, and they see she we were up there talking with her, and she said they told her that she needed to take chemotherapy, leave the hospital. There was nothing else they could do for her. She asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I said, well, I'd probably just pack up and take my stuff and go home and live my last days in peace. And, and she took my advice. We took her home, and after that I felt an obligation to do whatever I could to make her life comfortable. So I started researching and doing what I knew how to do, and started ran into a company called Nature Sunshine, and they had a program that would, you know, they had a program that would help people that was diseased or had diseases and wanted to do something other than the orthodox method. So I got involved with Nature Sunshine. We started using the herbs and the vitamins and the minerals and the honey and anything else that we could come up with that we thought might help. We started the fasting and the cleansing of animals and all the things that we knew to do in that respect. And after a while, she started feeling better. But at first, there was a time when I guess she was depressed or had a lot of anxiety about her condition, like why me? And it took about a week to settle her down from that. And after that, she decided to live, and we went to work, and she worked with me for about a month. And she was still doing better, not all the way there yet. And then they came up with this herb called Pardaco. It came out of Mexico. They said it was emptying the cancer wards down there, and everybody was excited about it. And I gave it to my mother, and sure enough, that was the turning point, I would say, in terms of her getting better. So after we did the Pardaco and continued to do the other things, the fasting and praying and everything else we could think to do, she came out okay. The doctors told her, you know, whatever you're doing, keep doing, because there was nothing else they could do. And they was just shocked that she was still alive. And she lived 10 years after that. And that kind of changed my life. After that, I got involved with the business of alternative health care, and I started telling people all I could learn about what they could do about not being sick. And I've been doing it now for 38 years. And like I say, every once in a while, somebody will listen to what you got to say and do what you say do, and they'll get the same benefit. There's no secret about the benefit coming from doing the right thing. So getting people to understand that is probably the biggest problem, or to accept that and submit to that is a whole nother process. And that process is, you know, giving them something that would give them some hope that there's that this might work. And generally, if they pick up on it and continue to do it, we'll find that, you know, they can overcome these things. And it's rewarding when you get someone to say, well, I've been coming to you now for 20 years, and when I came, I had this and that and the other, and now I'm still standing here in front of you, and they tell me thank you. They come back and thank me sometimes. So it's all worth it.
You know, that's an amazing testimony, Brother Coy. You know, I was thinking as you were speaking, then you had to keep taking your mother back to the doctors, and they had to keep running tests on her to determine, you know, to actually determine that she was doing better. I mean, just even visually, they could see that she was doing better, I'm sure, and were shocked at that. But then even to have the tests confirm on, you know, paper what they saw with their eyes, that she really, in fact, was doing better, the cancer was going away, you would think that they would ask you, you know, okay, what are y'all doing? Because they were saying, well, look, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You would think that if they're in the healing business too, they would ask you, well, look, what are you doing? You know, what is,
well,
what?
That's a misconception. Yeah. They're not in the healing business. They're in the disease business, and that's the difference. And if you want to get caught up in that, there's only one way out, and usually that's death.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So they weren't trying to figure out what you were trying to do, huh? Because if they would have did that, then they would have they definitely weren't going to recommend that to their patients, knowing then that if their patients got well, then hey, there goes the money walking out the door, huh?
Yeah, that's bottom line. That's really the way it seems to be, and even today, they still have resistance to alternative methods of healing that doesn't require the chemotherapy, the radiation, and surgery, and all the other things that they put you through. That really, at the end, it just complicates things more in a sense that it really doesn't correct the condition, the underlying condition of the person. It just temporarily get them some relief, and eventually they'll wind up back in the doctor with the same condition, or if they live long enough, they will die of that same condition.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting to me too, Brother Coy, is that a lot of people just attribute them contacting a disease to it being their fate, that it was in God's hands, and if God allowed them to get it, then that must have been God's will. You know, that's the thought of a lot of people, that if I got it, God allowed it, so hey, it must be. And these people who believe in God and love God to the best of their ability and you know everything that they know to do to quote serve God end quote, you know, they do, and they figure, well, if I got it, then if God allowed it, then that must be God's will that I have it, you know. So what would you say to that?
Well, that's not the case. If they really understand what God came for and what God is, you don't have to die sick, and you don't have to be sick. You should be able to go into the Bible or go into whatever you believe in and find some relief for whatever ails you. If you think that you have a disease because God gave it to you, that's not God. God doesn't give diseases. God doesn't give sickness. He can heal you. He can give you some relief, but it is not His will that you be sick. And once we understand what His word says about that, and what we have to do to obey His word, we'll have that problem until we understand and submit to His word. We'll have the problem with disease and sickness. So it's not God's will that we be sick, no.
Well, Brother Coy, we've got a powerful show lined up. Everybody that's tuned in today, you heard it. You're not supposed to be sick, okay? That's not no God would want you sick, okay? So now that that's out of the way, let's talk about Paget's disease, okay? Because there are a lot of people out here that might be on the road towards that and might actually have symptoms of it and not know what it is. And we're doing this show so that you can understand that if you or somebody that you know has the misfortune of being diagnosed with Paget's disease of the breast, that as Coy outlined in his testimony, his mother had cancer in both breasts. And by making some changes to her lifestyle, he was able to reverse that. Same thing with Paget's disease of the breast or any other disease for that matter. But Coy, what is Paget's disease? So that our listeners know.
Well, there are two kinds. You can have it in the bone, whereas the bones of the skeletal system begin to break down, and it causes you to maybe get a little deformed shape to your leg or some whatever part of the body that is affected. You can wind up with it's not total arthritis. They're both forms of cancer, but it's not. They don't consider it cancer. That more of a situation where you have in the case of the breast, you get the burning and the itching and the scaling
redness.
Maybe around the nipple, and you get the problem with. You may break the skin, may break, you may bleed a little bit. And oftentimes when you go to the doctor, they just say it's breast cancer. They don't go into the pageants part of it. But again, whether it's in the bone or in the breast, we get this inflammation. It still comes down to inflammation in the body that's causing it. And this inflammation can be caused by, it primarily is your diet. We like to drink milk. Milk is one of the main culprits of creating that kind of inflammation. And the milk also interferes with your ability to process calcium properly. So therefore, you get it not in all your bones, but in certain areas of the body. It's unlike arthritis, it's throughout the body. The Paget's disease may affect just the femur or the pelvic area or something like that. You may have it in one area, and because of that, they may misdiagnose it and not see that it's Paget disease. But Paget disease, I would say, basically is a disease caused by inflammation from an improper diet, which can be corrected if we do the right thing. And hopefully we can talk about that a little bit in terms of what can be done. We need to, first of all, get rid of the inflammation. And you know me, I think the vitamin C is the best thing you can do to reduce inflammation throughout the body. And then we have to make sure we get direct sunlight, not through a glass, not through a car window, direct sunlight on the body as much as you can. If you can't do that, you should add some vitamin D to help with the inflammation and the rebuilding of the bone. And you have to add a good calcium supplement that your body can use and assimilate to rebuild the bone or to rebuild the breast structure that we need so that it can manage or control the disease to a point to where there is no inflammation, and thereby you can increase or improve your condition, at least without a lot of, vasectomies or cutting it out or taking a lot of drugs or being on a lot of drugs. You can try as best you can naturally to do it, and you will probably get a much better result with at least you wouldn't lose your breasts unless it's too far or your body just can't function and break down the calcium to get it where it's supposed to be. You can avoid the problem with or recover somewhat from the condition if you can get the inflammation down and give the body what it needs to rebuild wherever the area is affected. So Paget disease, I would say, it's recommended now as best I can that naturally, if you want to do a natural alternative, there's something called curcumin. You should get turmeric is basically turmeric, but the active ingredient in turmeric is curcumin. So if you want to get a good curcumin formula, which does pretty much what the vitamin C does, help fight the inflammation, and it also gives you the vitamin D that you need. If you get a combination of vitamin D and turmeric or something along that line, that's probably as good as it gets in terms of a natural alternative to fighting this rare. It's a very rare disease, but you can correct it if you eliminate the dairy products, no milk, no cheese, no white bread, no bread that's made from milk. If you can eliminate those things from the diet, you can probably do yourself a lot of good and start eating more green leafy vegetables, the sea vegetation, all those things that will give the body what it needs and gives it a fighting chance at least. You can probably arrest the condition to a point to where it's not as bad, or you can actually reverse it and get rid of it. So that's the objective here. And depending on how faithful or how sincere you are about doing whatever you have to do, will probably determine what kind of result you can expect from doing an alternative form of treatment for the condition.
Well, I think, Brother Coy, for a lot of people, they hear a show like this and they get hope. But with that hope is the question mark of how long, you know. So let's say, for example, you take somebody that's hearing this show, and they might eat meat, dairy, sugar, salt, all the stuff that they're going to have to eventually let go of. They're eating that now. And they hear a show like this, and it makes sense to them. And they're like, you know what, I'm willing to get a shot. But they want to know how long is it going to take, because we're results-oriented, you know. Somebody says, okay, look, if you do this, you let go of this, and you add this, then you can reverse your condition and get a clean bill of health. And they're like, okay, but how long? How long is it going to take? Not that they plan on going back to their old diet, hopefully, but even if they continue to stay on the holistic health path, being results-oriented, they still want to know how long is it going to take. And I'm sure that it would vary from person to person, depending on at what point when they were, what stage they were when they came to this information. But, for example, your mother, the doctors had given up on her. I mean, that's how far gone her condition was, that the doctors had given her 6 weeks to live, okay?
Yes.
But
yes.
So how long was it approximately was her process, Brother Coy? And I know, again, everybody's different, but just to give people a time frame, just a reference, here was somebody that had 6 weeks, according to the doctor, a month and a half to live, and she beat it. Approximately how long was that process before she actually got, the doctors actually let her, gave her a clean bill of health?
I would say about 6 months when she got a good clean bill of health. At the end of the day, she was pretty much well on her way and convinced that she was doing the right thing. And after about 6 months, she was let go to do her own thing. They told her not to come back and all of that. So how long is no longer than any other process you would go through. It's just a matter of whether or not you want to do it and can do it, do what it needs, do the things that are necessary to reverse that condition. And sometimes that can be a taxing situation, particularly if you a busy person or you work all the time or you don't take time to take care of yourself. That's the first thing I would say you want to do is create a space of time that you can devote to yourself and do what's necessary to make it happen. And sometimes even within 90 days you should feel that you're doing the right thing. You should know that you're doing the right thing. In 6 months, you should be healed. And I think that's probably as fast as anything, any other method you could take in terms of treating the condition. If you do the orthodox way, going to the doctor, taking the drugs, taking the chemotherapy, it's going to take you maybe longer than that to recover from all the things they're going to do to you. So if you want to keep your strength and have the ability to function and have good cognition, you would want to do the natural way or the as best you can, the natural way of treating any condition that you come into, and your body will respond if you do the right thing and do it long enough. Within 90 days, your body should begin to heal. And you generally add 1 month for each year you've had the condition to say that you completely recovered.
That's interesting. So everybody, if you know of somebody that has Paget's disease, either of the bone or of the breast, please share this show with them so that they, in fact, can get hope and hopefully will take the necessary steps to combat the condition holistically as opposed to allopathically, because as Brother Coy mentioned, if they go that route, it's going to take much longer than 6 months to recover from whatever the toxicity that is in the medication that they're going to be prescribed. Could you talk about that for a moment, Brother Coy, the toxicity of allopathic medicine? And
well, if you go to...
Go ahead.
If you go to and go to a doctor and go through their regimen, it's usually going to entail radiation, chemotherapy, and whatever else they have that doesn't work. To and that's what they're going to do to you. And those forms of treatment are very toxic to the body. It kills the good cells as well as the bad cell, even though they've gotten a little better with pinpointing the condition. But some of these things, it's not that simple. So it's more straightforward if you would avoid, you know, they're going to pump you with so many drugs and so much radiation and so much from chemotherapy that you get that blood toxicity until it's going to take you just as long as you're on it to get over it. And oftentimes most of those chemo and radiation and all that is at least 6 months, and then it's going to take you another 6 months to recover from that. If you can get through that, you might still have the condition. That's the problem with it. And you may be able to live with it a little longer, but it's not, you haven't really addressed the underlying condition. If you have a cancer of some sort and it's coming from your diet, then unless you change your diet and start doing, putting some food in you that will work, you're going to find that you're going to have the underlying condition or have to remain on the medication for longer. And the longer you remain, stay on that chemotherapy or radiation or whatever they give you, the more toxicity builds up and the weaker your immune system becomes. And eventually you just kind of give up and fade on out. So that's why most people that have that have the chemotherapy and all of that, eventually they just die. Sometimes you can say that the chemotherapy did something for you, but 9 times out of 10 it's going to do more harm than good to your body because of the toxicity and the poison that they use in those treatments. So I would recommend that do everything you can first before you decide to do that. And sometimes you need to talk to people and or talk to people that know more about it than you do, so that you can have a better chance, at least build up your body to the point to where you, if you have to take these things, you will know what to do to reduce the effects of it on your body. So I would say that stay away from the chemotherapy and radiation. If at all possible, do that. If you give up and there's no last resort, as a last resort, you're going to do that, that's a different story. But if you make no attempt to do anything to make the situation better for yourself, naturally, you know, you're going to wind up being a guinea pig, basically, for the doctor to test and do what he needs to do to administer these different forms of treatment that they give you, and to wait and watch and see if they're going to work. That's the problem with it. You don't, even after you do it, most of the time it still doesn't work because it takes so much out of your body. It takes you become so toxic, and your body becomes so toxic until you succumb to the toxicity of the medication if you don't overcome the disease. So again, do whatever you can naturally before you take on these different kind of orthodox treatments that they have for you, because usually they're not going to do what needs to be done to get rid or to cure you. And that the only way that's going to happen is you got to give the body what it needs, detox, get rid of, change the way you live. Whatever you're doing, you got to do a 180-degree turn and go the other way and do it. Do that as long as you can and as best as you can, and make sure you're getting everything you need to address the condition that you have.
Well, what about those people whenever, for example, if we just take cancer, for example, every year, I believe it is, they might have Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you might see people with the ribbons and, you know, promoting breast cancer awareness, which is a good thing. It's good to promote breast cancer awareness so that people are aware of it, what it is. But then you have those who say that, hey, I'm a breast cancer survivor. You know, yeah. And I went, you know, they went the holistic route, not the holistic route, but the allopathic route. They didn't change their diet at all. You know, they took whatever the doctor gave them and, you know, somehow they survived it, you know.
Yeah.
Would you just say that those are exceptions to the rule?
I would say it's probably exception to the rule, or they did something other than just what the doctor said to correct, to address that condition. Because otherwise they haven't really addressed the condition if they just do what the doctor say do. You can't take a disease and just cut it out or burn it out or poison it out, give it a drug. That's not going to work. You just suppress it deeper, and you may feel okay today, but you're going to have to walk on pins and needles to make sure that you don't fall back into the same condition. And that if that happens, it's really rough to try to come out of that one, because your body just can't move like that. You have put more toxicity in the system. Your body's got to deal with that, and then you got to deal with the healing process. Your body's got to deal with that. So I would say bite the bullet and just you know, change your whole lifestyle, particularly your live it, your what you eat, what you think, what you believe, all of that. You got to kind of reevaluate that and make sure that you are doing, giving your body the best chance you can to overcome whatever your condition is.
Well, just talk for a moment about remission, Brother Coy, because there are a lot of people who gain hope if, for example, you take somebody that had cancer or Paget's disease or whatever the case is, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, your condition, your cancer is in remission. When they're saying that, what has actually happened? Is it that the drugs that they've given the person have caused the cells to, or the levels to reduce to a point where they're now undetectable?
Pretty much, that would be a short answer to the question. Yeah, whatever they did, it was enough to stop the progression of the condition and to maybe even below detectable levels. But again, if you're not changing the basic belief and the basic way you live, you're running the risk of falling back into it. And the remission part requires as much, if not more, than to actually make that remission permanent. You would have to still make some other changes in your life. You got to give up something. You got to do things differently. You still got to do the same thing. So why not do that first before you get into the process of trying to say you're healed? You got to make sure you've done what you need to do to make sure your body is healed.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things, Brother Coy, that, for example, people use every day that could be part of the culprit when it comes to breast cancer. For example, deodorant. You've talked about this on previous shows. Could you talk about that again, just how certain ingredients in deodorant, what it does once you apply it under your arm?
Well, most of the over-the-counter, or if you go to a regular store and get some deodorant or soap or perfumes, lotions, all of those things, most of them contain what's called animal fat. They're made from animal fat. And in the case of deodorant that we put in our arm, we have the presence of aluminum in the deodorant. And that deodorant will settle in the fatty tissue, and that's what the breast is, and it'll lead to the conditions that we get with the breast cancers and all the breast conditions that women suffer with. Oftentimes, you want to make sure you get a deodorant that doesn't have the aluminum in it. Even your toothpaste, you want to make sure it's a chemical-free toothpaste that we use, and those kind of things can make a big difference in terms of how well your body respond to your healing process. But first of all, you got to stop the source of whatever it is, if it's the food or if it's some kind of personal care product that you use that could contribute to the product, you got to make sure you cut that out. So you want to go to, as best you can, a natural detergent. I mean, yeah, even natural detergents to wash with. You want to go to natural products as the deodorants and toothpastes, all of those things would aid tremendously in reducing the effect of the disease on your body. So, yeah, you want to make sure you understand what you need to do and the kind of deodorants that you that are available to you to address the condition that you're dealing with.
You know, what's interesting is that there are people out there that would hear a show like this, and if they're not familiar with this information, they don't run in the circles of vegetarians or vegans, and they hear you talking about, oh, you know, you need to get, you know, change your deodorant, your toothpaste, your detergent, you know, your shampoos and your cosmetics and all that, they might think that's extreme. You know,
yeah.
They might feel like, man, that's kind of, you know, I got to do all that. Not just that. I mean, not to mention even the circles that you run in, you know, and that I think is a big piece for a lot of people, is that if you're just coming to this information and you don't know any vegetarians and you're hearing a show like this, you're going to have to find some vegetarian friends. You are.
Yeah.
Because the friends that eat the meat and the dairy and this and that and the other, you can't run with them, because eating is a very social thing in our community. We love to break bread. We love to fellowship. We love to come together around food. So if you are the only vegetarian that you know, then you don't need to find some vegetarian friends. Would you agree, Court?
Well, you're gonna need to get surround yourself with what you need to overcome that condition. And oftentimes, yeah, it's the people that you're around. It's the food that you eat. It's the things that you use on your body. All of those things got to change. And you got to be around people that's going to put positive thoughts into you and give you encouragement. And if they sitting there eating a steak and telling you you can have a piece too, that's not helping you. You don't need that right to interfere with your healing that you need to do. Some people can take it longer than others, but eventually we all will get something. Not necessarily we all, but if you continue to do the things that you shouldn't do, sooner or later it'll catch up with you. It's going to shorten your life, or it's going to cause you to be in some kind of disease state for the rest of your life. So you need to be around people that can pull you out of that and encourage you in what you need to do in terms of getting your body back together and healing. And yes, so you have to be careful about who you hang out with.
And just do it, you know, just do it. A lot of times we make these declarations, you know, and we, you know, we find something new, we get some new information and we get excited about it, and we run out and tell the world, you know, and then after a week or so, it's like, you know, we've told everybody, then somebody see you eating a steak and they're like, man, I thought you said you was a vegetarian now, you know. So just to just do it and be around people, again, like Brother Corey said, that will support you and not, you know, gloat if you fall. Because you got to be careful with people. Because I remember one time I did an interview with Brother Bay. He mentioned that when he got on the vegetarian path, he said he would go to family reunion. He said people would try to slip meat in his food.
Yeah, yeah, they will. And if you're not careful, it's easy to drop back into it. It's like trying to quit drinking or smoking or anything else. If you want to stop smoking, you gotta can't be around people that smoke.
Well, Brother Corey, let's talk about Secrets of Nature for a moment, because after seeing the miracle, I call it a miracle, but then I have to remember, no, it's not really a miracle. If you give the body what it needs, it's not a miracle if it cures it, if it cures itself, or if the body reverses or throws off the disease condition. If you give it what it needs, it's not really a miracle. It's so rare that you hear about this type of things that it sounds like a miracle. But as a result of seeing what happened with your mother, you went out It changed your life. You started saying, you know, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to heal the world. I'm going to let everybody know about the healing power that God has put in plants and a holistic plant-based diet. And you started your own business teaching people, showing people how that they can heal themselves if they just do the right things and giving the body what it needs. And you currently have an establishment called Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., where people can come in and you can actually, you'll cook the food for them, whatever it is that they want, vegetarian, it's all vegetarian food. You're not going to find any meat and dairy up in there, right?
Right. So far, that's been the case, yeah.
Right. And, all right, so don't go in there looking for cheeseburger,
yeah. Yeah. But the idea is you, in order to get people to make that transition, sometimes you have to show them or you educate them on how to do it. So we try to do, we have a kitchen where we have no animal fat in it, so we don't do any flesh, nothing from an animal. Mm-hmm. All our food is plant-based. And we have the supplements that's on the cutting edge of making a difference in terms of correcting your condition. We have the body products, the deodorants, the toothpaste, all of those things we try to provide so people can have at least some place to go and get these things and make a difference in terms of making that change. It's a lot easier if you have access to these things, but it's so many places that, you know, we don't have health food stores. We don't have alternative food sources. So we are stuck with whatever we get out of the supermarket or the corner store, and oftentimes that just contributes to the population that gets sick. And without an alternative, they have no way out, and they wind up suffering needlessly because they can't provide the foods or don't know where to get the foods or how to prepare the food in a way that they want to make that change from the beef and the pork and the bacon and all the other things that we're accustomed to eating that may, I would say, lead to the inflammation that creates the diseases. Most of the diseases that we get comes from the things that we put in ourselves or on ourselves, and we have to first get people to understand that if you want to make a change, if you want to really love yourself, I would say, then you're going to have to make these changes so that your body will have a chance to at least fight off these conditions that we died needlessly of, like diabetes and high blood pressure and the arthritis, all of those things that they're preventable. So all it takes is just doing the right thing to really get rid of those. Those are easy to get rid of. The harder things like the cancer, when you get deeper into the cell, you have to do a little bit more. But it's not impossible. It's something that can be done to reverse or correct the condition that you have. And the Secrets of Nature, the store that I run here, we try to provide the supplements and the food and the preparation of the food so that people can see that there's a better way. And it kind of grows from there, and people kind of gravitate to it after enough people tell them that they should try this or do this. It comes out in the wash that you know, people are interested in living, and they're willing to do what's necessary to correct their condition. And I find that today it's a lot of the young people that are taking to this better than some of the older ones because they understand the harmful effects of not doing it. So that is encouraging to see that the young people are picking it up and carrying it on and even starting their own businesses to do the same thing, to provide, you know, plant-based food and the supplements that's necessary to get the body to function the way it should and prevent the diseases that we suffer from.
Let's talk about seafood for a moment, Brother Coy, because a lot of people don't associate seafood with meat. You know, they say, no, I don't eat meat. All I eat is fish. You know, all
and
I
chicken.
Eat is fish and shrimp. You know, like they don't attribute that. Yeah, and chicken, even chicken. You know, I don't eat meat. I just I just eat chicken, turkey.
Yeah. I see. But I said that you didn't understand. But yeah, it's still flesh and it still lives, it still walks, it still have eyes, all of those things. So it's not a big switch to go from shrimp to a fish. But in terms of fish, if you can find a good clean water that you can get fish from, I would say maybe. But I would say that the oceans and the rivers are so messed up with the pollution from farming that it would be difficult to find a fish that's really worth eating, no matter where you get it from these days. Everything is so messed up today that even the oceans, that's where a lot of the trash that disappears, they dump it in the ocean. And the plastics and the glass and all the other stuff, the fish have to try to breathe through that, and a lot of it winds up in their system. And so when you eat it, that's what you're eating oftentimes. It's like when you eat anything, that's what you are. You are what you eat. And so I would be careful with the fish, the chicken, and any animal product these days, because everything, even if it's grown, if you didn't grow it yourself, then it's full of antibiotics, chemicals, mm-hmm. hormones, all those things they give the fish or they give the meat to make it big and nice and fluffy. It's just a ball of hormones or mm-hmm. antibiotics that you're eating, or human waste, basically, that you're getting when you eat these kind of foods. So it's getting very difficult to find basically anything good to eat now, because everything is almost genetically modified. So if you're not growing your own food, you're probably getting exposed to as much of the toxicity as your body can handle, and over time it will build up if you insist on eating these animals off the ground.
Well, what role would water play in combating a disease such as Paget's disease? I know you've mentioned in several shows that water is, I mean, if we just drank more water, that we could eliminate and, that's the word I'm looking for, I guess eliminate many of the conditions that we end up coming down with is a result of us being dehydrated. Could you take a disease like Paget's disease and prevent it? Would water, and this is a rhetorical question, would water play a big role in reversing and or preventing a disease such as Paget's disease?
Oh, absolutely. If you are on a public water system, you are drinking chlorine and the other thing that the mercury and all the other stuff that they put in the water to try to make it clean, it stays in the water, so when you drink it, those, again, creates that inflammation in the body. So you want to get, as best you can, a good clean water, maybe even a spring water if you can find a spring that hasn't been polluted. But that you hardly hear people talk about spring water anymore, so you got to go somewhere way out west up in the mountains to get spring water. And if your water is not clean, it's going to create dehydration, and you're not going to get the satiation that you should get from drinking water. In fact, if you got a good clean water, like you can, even though the water that we buy is mostly packed in plastic, it would be better than drinking the tap water, I would think, particularly if it's a natural spring water, or even sometimes distilled water. If you have a disease and you want to flush out toxicity, sometimes you need to drink distilled water maybe a week out of the month, or every other month you want to drink distilled water depending on the condition you're in, because those waters, in this case of distilled, they have been cleansed of those toxins that they put in the water. And in the spring water, it usually purifies itself by coming up out of the ground. You just have to make sure your ground is in a safe, or as safe a condition as you can, in terms of not being polluted from runoff. agricultural growth and all the other stuff we do to destroy the environment. So, yeah, water is important. Finding the right water is even more important. So it's just a process you have to go through. If right now you're drinking tap water, you know, just get some spring water. Start with the spring water. If you're drinking spring water, try to get some distilled water for a while. If you can get some at least the water that's pH balanced, that's above 7.2 pH,
mm-hmm.
That will help with dehydration and also penetrating the cell and washing the cell of the diseases that's carried in the blood or throughout the food chain that we come in contact with. So water is important. Probably dehydration may be one of the number one causes of diseases because most people don't drink water. Before you leave home in the morning, you should drink a quart of water. If you can do that, it will cut down on the food that you eat. It will also flush you. It will help keep that stuff moving through you. So without that, and I would say 80 to 90% of the people just don't drink enough water, and that contributes a lot to the conditions that they wind up with. So, yeah, you want to drink the water, change your food, and get as clean a diet as you can to make that transition into a healthier lifestyle.
Brother Coy, please tell people how they can get in contact with you, because I know that the people after hearing this show, they want to, you know, if they have conditions that they want to talk to you about. Again, remember, this brother has cured his mother of cancer in both of her breasts, her liver, and her colon. Okay, he's got an establishment that's out of this world, that if you're in the D.C., Maryland area, Virginia, you need to get by there. If you're in town, you need to make it a point. Let me find this restaurant, this establishment, so I can go in there. Brother Coy sells loose herbs. He sells all of the things we mentioned, the different holistic deodorants, toothpaste. I mean, you got moringa over there too, Brother Coy?
I got moringa. I got the CBD oil. I got all that.
Okay, vitamin C. I mean,
vitamin
you name
C,
it.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
he's got it. And then some. So definitely, Brother Coy, how can they get in contact with you, and what is your hours of operation and location?
Well, I'm located in Washington, D.C. at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C. The telephone is 202-562-0041. We're open about 6 days a week, but you can call anytime. State your case. If you don't get an answer on the phone, just leave a message and I get back with you as soon as I can. If I overlook or be negligent in terms of getting back, just call me back. But I'm here. Hours are from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. And occasionally I might take a day off. So if I'm not here one day, just don't panic. I'll get back with you the next day or call you back that day if I get your message. So I try to make myself accessible as I can. All you got to do is call. If you don't want to call me, find a health food store or naturopathic doctor, a doctor that deals with natural remedies, or a good friend that knows more about it than you do, and begin to talk through and work through what you can do to make a difference in your condition, whatever it might be.
And I just want to say this, and this is kind of a disclaimer, that you're going to heal yourself. Okay, yeah, Coy healed his mama. Okay, he was there making sure that she had everything that she was supposed to have. He, you know, went through the fasts with her and all the things. He prepared her food, you know, made sure that all of the nutrients that she was juicing when she was supposed to juice and fasting when she was supposed to fast, and she was willing and she submitted to his guidance, and as a result of that, she was, and you know, has got a good report from the doctors. Now, you might be in Tennessee somewhere, and you know, you might not be in the presence of Coy, where he's not going to be the one waking you up every morning talking about, okay, Ma, here's breakfast in bed. This is what we're eating this morning. You know, you are going to have to go to the store and get your vegetables. You are going to have to go to the store and get your fruit. You are going to have to juice. You are going to have to fast. You are going to have to do these things. And if you do these things, Koi can recommend, tell you what path to go down and tell you that if you do this, this is what this food will, how this food will affect your body. Okay, you can take vitamin C. This is how vitamin C will affect your body. This is how these particular herbs will affect your body. But you have to be the ones to take it, because we can't stay up here and say that, because there's no miracle cure, okay? There's no magic pill that you take that is going to cure you of Paget's disease or arthritis or heart trouble or diabetes or whatever. There's going to be work involved, and you are going to do the work. And you are going to see the results, and you are going to be amazed, and you are going to praise God, because you are going to do what it takes to do it, and you're not going to let anybody stop you. So I don't want anybody to think that there's some magic pill. No, there's not a magic pill, but there is a magic mindset, and you have it, or else you wouldn't be listening to this show. Okay, and so I want to thank Brother Koi and encourage you to give him a call, okay, because there are going to be certain tools that you need, like he talked about it. It could be the toothpaste, a holistic toothpaste. It could be holistic deodorant. It could be holistic detergent. It could be holistic cleaning products. I mean, it's a lifestyle change that you are going to make so that you can get the results that Koi's mother had, okay, as a result of making those changes. And so you can go back to the doctor, and the doctor can be confounded and say, listen, I don't know what you're doing, but keep on doing it because it's working. Brother Koi, any parting words for our listeners today?
Well, I would say that we all could do better, and I would encourage us all to get on the path of making a difference in terms of our own lives first. Take care of yourself, and then you'll be better able to take care of others and do what's necessary to assist them through their things. But, yeah, we can all do better, and I would encourage each and every person to begin that process and do whatever you can to make the changes that you know you need to make. You know, we all know what we need to do to do better, mm-hmm. and I would encourage everyone mm-hmm. to make that resolution for the new year that we're going to do something different and see what happens.
Yeah, wow. You know, I just thought about it. You just mentioned it's going to be next year. I won't talk to you. We won't do another show until next year. So everybody, as you get ready to move into the new year, okay, you're going to need your tools, okay? So give Brother Koi a call at 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. I'm going to say it again so you can write it down. Don't try to remember it. Write it down. It's Secrets of Nature. 202-562-0041. You can give Brother Koi a call. Set an appointment up with him, okay? You need a consultation, a phone consultation. You don't have to be in D.C. to get a phone consultation. You could be anywhere in the world, okay?
Right.
Anywhere in the world. You can give him a call, get a phone consultation, tell him what's going on, and he can ship whatever you need to you. And so there's no excuse for saying, well, I don't know where I can get this. I don't know where I can get that. If you look, Koi's got it, okay? He's got loose herbs, which are becoming harder and harder to find. He's got loose herbs. He's got the pill form. I mean, just call him, okay? Call him. I guarantee you didn't hear this show by accident. This show could be the answer to a prayer. Brother Koi, I thank you so much again, my brother, and I pray that God continues to open doors for you and send more people your way, because I guarantee you, you know, when they come to you, you know, they by the time they come to you, they've already been to the doctor, you know, and so in many cases, you're their last hope, you know, and so I pray that God continues to strengthen you, because if they're willing to do and follow your recommendations, they can have the same testimony that your mother had, and they can stay here longer, you know, and fulfill the purpose that God has put them here to be and to do, because they weren't put here to be sick. Okay, and so I commend you for all of the work that you've done, you know, and continue to do. And for those who didn't come back to say thank you, I'm saying thank you for them, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for those who didn't come back to say thank you. And thank you in advance for all of the people that you're going to help in the future, my brother. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to spread the word and to be a part of this movement that's going on, and I wish you and your family the best for the new year, and I pray God bless you mightily for being able to give me the opportunity to spread the word through this medium.
Well, brother, I tell you, when I find people that are healing the planet like you are and putting the word out there, I have to help you spread the word, my brother. I have to help you. I have to. I would be remiss if I didn't. If I knew somebody that was curing cancer, diabetes, arthritis, heart trouble, and all this, and I didn't share that information, then I would be remiss. And so, everybody, if you don't share this information, you would be remiss because it didn't fall on your ears for nothing. You heard this show for a reason. Either you or somebody you know needs this information. Maybe not just somebody, maybe somebodies. We know a lot of people that are sick. We don't know just one person that needs this. We know many people that need this. So I encourage you, again, you are vegetarian today or vegan today, listeners, because somebody shared some information with you.
Yeah.
And it sparked something in you. And you said, you know what, let me look a bit further. Then you started doing some research, and then you found out that, hey, I need to make this lifestyle change. But there are other people out there that need to make the same change, but they can't make it if they don't hear it. And in many cases, they're not going to hear it unless you share it. So, again, please, for those people that you know and love, and, hey, it might be some people that you don't know. It might be some people that you don't love. But, hey, you are love, so share it anyway. My name is Juwan. Brother Coy, thank you. I'll be in touch, my brother.
Hotep.
Okay, Hotep. Everybody, that's King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Please give him a call. It's either for you or for somebody that you know. What's that number again? 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. Wherever you are in the world, you can give Brother Coy a call, okay, get that phone consultation. Again, don't let the fact that you're in Ghana stop you from ordering from Coy because he can ship it to you. Don't let the fact that you're in Zimbabwe stop you because he can ship it to you. Don't let the fact that you're in Angola stop you because he can ship it to you, okay? So give him a call, 202-562-0041. My name's Juwanza. I certainly appreciate your time. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Who are you?